From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Speaking as he unveiled his choice to head the Securities and Exchange Commission today, President-elect Barack Obama said not just regulators, but his administration needs to push for more transparency in the financial markets. Obama made his remarks as he announced he has chosen veteran regulator Mary Shapiro to head the SEC. The president-elect also said there's a need to modernize an aging regulatory system.
We are going to have to greatly strengthen our regulatory apparatus and update it from what worked for a 20th century financial system so that it works in a 21st century financial system.
Along with the Shapiro announcement, Mr. Obama also named Gary Gensler to head the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and Daniel Tarullo to a Federal Reserve seat. NPR has learned that a marine scientist is set to be named the head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
Jane Lubchenco is a professor of zoology and marine ecology at Oregon State University. Sources close to Lubchenco confirm she is President-elect Barack Obama's choice to lead the scientific agency. Lubchenco has focused much of her research on the mysterious occurrence of dead zones along the coast of Oregon, where low oxygen levels have been killing marine life. She has also been an advocate for research on how climate change affects the oceans. Lubchenco is former president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the largest scientific membership organization in the country. As head of NOAA, Lubchenco will be in charge of the government's oceans research, as well as a large array of weather satellites that monitor the global environment. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has asked a plan be drawn up on how the military would shut down the prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
President-elect Barack Obama, during the campaign, called repeatedly for the prison to be closed, and now it seems that the Pentagon is preparing to make his wishes reality. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says Secretary Gates wants to be ready with a plan when Mr. Obama takes office.
So when the president-elect takes over, this is one of his first orders of business. He wants us to be prepared to be able to help them fashion a solution.
In the past, Gates has said that he thinks closing the facility will take an act of Congress to deal with the most dangerous prisoners being held there. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has swiftly rejected an $18 billion package of cuts and tax increases pushed through by the California legislature today, saying the proposal to reduce the state's burgeoning budget deficit would do nothing but, quote, punish the people of California. Republican governor said lawmakers have sent him a terrible budget that did not make deep enough cuts. Democrats and Republicans have been unable to compromise on a way to address a deficit that is expected to hit $42 billion in the next 18 months. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 219 points, ending the session at 8,604. The Nasdaq was down 27 points today. The S&P 500 fell 19 points. This is NPR. Consumer confidence continues to wane, with a key measure of consumer sentiment falling last month. The nonprofit business research group, the Conference Board, says its index of leading economic indicators fell 0.4% in November. That follows an even bigger 0.9% drop the previous month. Conference Board economist Ken Goldstein says the latest numbers show an economy that has been in recession for a year with little sign things will be improving in the near term. The beer company Miller Coors is taking the caffeine out of its popular Sparks alcoholic drinks. The move came after complaints from attorneys general in 13 states. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
It's an age-old problem for partiers. How do you drink massive amounts of alcohol and not get sleepy? The Sparks beverage had that problem licked. It added caffeine, taurine, and ginseng to the can. But consumer groups started complaining that mixing alcohol and stimulants could reduce a drinker's sense of intoxication and actually increase dangerous behaviors like drinking and driving. A group of attorneys general also claimed the beverage was marketed at underage drinkers. Now Miller Coors will change their advertising and take out the caffeine. They also agreed to never try the combo again. Earlier this year, Anheuser-Busch reformulated its Bud Extra and Tilt alcoholic drinks to take out the stimulants. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
To find mortgage interest rates at the levels as low as they are right now, you'd have to go all the way back to 1971. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 5.19% this week. Rates were even lower at one point, with rates briefly dipping below 5% in some cases. Mortgage rates have been falling in response to actions by the Federal Reserve to try and restart the moribund housing market. In November, the Fed launched an effort to boost housing by buying $600 billion in mortgage securities. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.